Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The groan and clank of a prison door is a lonely sound. This is something quite different, not often heard behind bars. A tender moment.
Hey, buddy.
Those are inmates at the Westchester County Jail, cuddling, petting, and hugging a dog.
We have Buddy, and we have Mambo, who are wonderful. One is a doodle, and one is a lab. And then we also have Fonzie and Arnie, who come the other two times. And Arnie is also a doodle, and Fonzie is a German Shepherd. And they're just wonderful. You know, everybody loves them. And you could even see as we're walking through the facility, everybody's waving at them, everybody's smiling. So they do bring a lot of happiness and joy.
Pace University criminal justice professor Kimberly Kolika Cox uses the dogs as part of her parenting course for incarcerated mothers.
And usually everyone wants to get in the class, particularly because the dogs serve as a huge motivator to be in the course.
Something magical happens when a loving creature enters that harsh environment.
It's a connection to something from the outside world. It provides a humanizing experience, a normalizing experience.
Dr. Kolika Cox has won a National Jefferson Award for her unique program. It's delicate work trying to help mothers who've been separated from their children.
That separation, that distance, that constant worrying about what's going on with their children, they can't talk to their children, it's burdensome for them while they're here.
The dogs are trained therapy animals, courtesy of the Good Dog Foundation. Director of Training, Renee Payne.
There's an element of silliness that the dogs bring. And then there's also the innocence that they bring, and they're not judging anyone. They don't see them as being any different from anyone else that they meet.
Dr. Kolika Cox.
I think the dogs bring out a level of caring and nurturing that you often don't see in the corrections environment. It's very hard for them to trust others that are here, and you can open up with the dogs, right? The dogs are very loving, they're non-judgmental. And I would say since we used the dogs this time, we didn't have the dogs last year because we wanted to see how the class was going to run. The women have been a lot more open, a lot more motivated, and just a lot more joyful with having the dogs as a part of the course.
So what role do the dogs play?
There's two things. The dogs act as comfort animals. So when we come in and before we leave, the women have unstructured time just to sort of be with the dogs and to pet the dogs. But then if they become upset by anything that we're discussing in class, because these can be a very emotionally driven issues, the dogs can serve as comfort during those times. And then we try to incorporate the dogs into the actual lessons. Like you saw today, we were talking about rules, rewards, and consequences. And we use the dogs as an example, you know, of how to implement rules and what happens when we don't implement rules, and then sort of segue into how we implement rules with children. So since the children can't be here, they serve as a nice avatar or example, right, in replacement of the children. So we've done like effective listening skills, and if we talk about like children who don't yet have command of the language, right, how do you look at a child and how do you look at their body language and basically figure out what are they trying to tell us? And it's the same thing with the dog, right? The dog can't speak to us, but they have body language, the way they look at us, the way they act, right? And what is the dog trying to tell us? So we kind of use that as an example and a segue.
Jeanette is serving an 8-month sentence for multiple DWI convictions.
I learned a lot by being here. I don't want to come back. I took this all seriously. I committed a crime. I paid the consequences, and I have to move on.
She says the dogs lighten the mood they bring.
Comfort and joy, really. And it makes things mellow. You can talk about difficult things, intense things, and they're just real mellow and friendly.
She's learned quite a bit.
Oh my God, I'm so impressed. I have two boys, they're not young, 20 and 22, And I'm finding out so much just to implement with them. And I'm so impressed with the program. And it's just something you can apply to life in general, and something that I'm going to apply in my own home.
Rachel is just mad about the dogs.
They give us a lot of kisses. They calm us down when you pet them. You know, it makes you feel better.
She's in jail for drugs, waiting to have her case go before a judge. She's not sure when she'll get back to her 8-year-old son.
I think it's going to make all of us better moms. You know, this is a dark place, you know, so it's a light in a dark place. It helps us come out, you know, and come together as parents.
Do you guys help each other?
Yes. We do our homework together. If somebody's down, you know, we talk to each other and try to help each other out. All we have is each other in here.
Rachel is making good use of her time in jail. She's trying to turn her life around.
I would honestly tell people not judge a book by its cover. You know, there's a lot of good parents in here. You know, we're not perfect. We make mistakes, you know, just like people outside make mistakes. But, you know, to just lock everybody up and not teach them anything is the wrong idea. This helps us, you know, become better people.
You feel that that's happening?
I know it is.
Westchester Correction Commissioner Joseph Spano is a firm believer in this program.
There's something comforting and soothing about spending time with a pet.
This is just the latest addition to a long list of services at the Westchester County Jail intended to rehabilitate, not punish.
An education, vocational, mental health treatment, substance abuse treatment, anger management, parenting, wellness, reentry. You name it, we have it here. We don't judge individuals when they come here. We assess them, we treat them, we rehabilitate them, and we do everything in our power to get them ready for reentry.
So it's not just idle time?
Definitely not. Idle time is not a good thing for a jail setting. We challenge individuals here to get to a better place. We do it in a very progressive and productive manner.
Dr. Kolika Cox also uses the dogs at the MCC Federal Lockup in Manhattan. She'd like to see her course expand.
I hope that one of the things that we're going to see is that there is a decrease in depression and anxiety, an increase in their parenting skills, knowledge, that they will have tried to incorporate some of the skills that they've learned and mend some of the relationships with their families, their children, and their children's caregivers.
In Valhalla, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.